For the Gemara, Reisha is talking about Balgomel Chayiv Toiloi Boile Lapushe Fetina. The first case where the fire was inside the store, so how did the flax catch on fire? Because since there was an overload of flax on the camel outside, which was the fault of the Baal HaGomel, he shouldn't have overloaded so much flax, the flax stuck into the store. That's purely his fault. Therefore, if it burns up, the Baal HaGomel is chayiv. Because he shouldn't have put so much flax on his camel that will go into a store. Mashen ken seifa chen v'ni chayiv. But in the Sefer there, the Chenveni put the fire outside in the Rishus Rabbim. He put his fires near in front of his store. He has no right to do that. So therefore, the camel is not at fault. But rather, it's the Chenveni at fault. Therefore, the Chenveni is Chayim. So far, there's no Raya to Rav Yechidin or to Resh Lakish. Toshima, come in here. Says, Hamadlik es Hagodish. If somebody goes and lights up, burns up somebody's field, a cornfield, and there was a kid and animal tied up in the field. The Evid Somachloi. And there was an Evid there, an Evid Kanani, but looked like an Isha, and he was near the field, he was in the field. The Nisrafima, and all three got burnt up. The guy burnt up the cornfield with the kid, with the animal in there, and with the Evid inside there. So Locher is Chayef. The Mazik is Chayef now. Rashi Agadi, they is Chayef for the kid and the Godish. If he shamla din misa, the shvil evid, shayla levreich. But you're not chai for the fact that you killed the evid, because the evid, he wasn't tied up, he has not, he should have run away. Since the evid didn't run away, you're not chai of misa. What about evid kofasla? Let's say the evid was tied up in the field, or gedisa machlein, the kid was near there in the field, the nisraf imoy, and everything got burned up, potter, then lemaisa you potter. Because here we say, come lebed rabmina, you chai of misa for the fact that you killed the evid. Rashi says, Eved kafas lo agadi samach lo evidis of him my potter agadi the agodish. You are potter for the burning of the kid and for the field. Why? To come lay by the rabbinay. Shahurig eved nerag. If you kill an eved kanani, you chayiv misa. To exiv nokim, you nokim. Vadin the, that's the chiddush over here. That you burning up this field and an eved is tied up like a person is tied up in the field, you chayiv misa for killing the person. Therefore, that's the cloud. Come labor the rabbinay. You're potter from paying for the field and for the kid. You're potter on both of them. Now the Gemara says, "Fish leim alamandiyah me'eshim mishum chitzav." If you say when you put down fire in the field, it's mamish yochet. If a person puts down the coals, it's like your power now that's burning mishum achi potter. Then you understand why you say yechayiv misa. Because the mamish called like your chayis, like you threw an arrow, so it's considered like you mamish killed the evid. Therefore, the person is chayiv misa. That's why we say come lay b'derab minei. El olaman diyameishim mishum amayna. But according to Resh Lakish, that when you put down a coal, it's not considered your koyach that's burning. It's called koyach acher. It's the wind that's burning. You only chayiv because it's like your moment. It's like your shore. So at most, it's like your shore killed somebody. So my potter. So why are you potter? Where's the Kalman Rabminei? Ilu koto tura avda hochin amid le mechayiv. If your shore will kill an Evid and do damage there, you'll say you're potter. Because since your shore killed an Evid, you're potter, no such halacha. If your shore killed a man, you're not chayiv misa. The shore is chayiv misa, but not you. So the man is not chayiv misa. So why are you potter from pain? So according to Resh Lakish, when a man lights up the field, he's only chayiv because it's like his mumin, it's like his shor that did damage. So you're not chayiv misam, so you should be chayiv for all the damage you caused. Why are you potter when you burnt up the evid also? So here's a riot to Resh Lakish. Riot to Rabbi Yochanan. So Mar says, O Malach Rav Shem Ben Lakish. Resh Lakish has to answer and say, Hakel Maskino, we're talking about over here, Kishahet says the gufo ish alevid. Talking about the man put down the coal mamish right on top of the evid. So therefore, even according to Resh Lakish, it's called mamish like you killed him. That's why the kom leib derab minei. So not that you put the coal down in the middle of the field and the fire went and burned up the field and killed the evid also, but you put the coal right directly on top of the evid. That's why even according to Resh Lakish, you come to rab minei. You chayiv misa. For the Gemara Yochi, you saw Milo Meimu. What's the chiddush then? Shita. And if your mamish take a coal and burn off a guy, avad you chayiv misa. Even according to Resh Lakish. Leitzricha b'gdi dechad v'yevad dechad. The chiddush is, let's say the kid, the animal belongs to somebody, and the evid belongs to somebody else. So that's the chiddush to say, come live with Rav Minei. Even though this one action of putting down the coals, of lighting up the evid, is the same mice as burning up the fields, But since the chiyuv should be the two different people, maybe I wouldn't say kom lev d'rabinei. Maybe kom lev d'rabinei is only if you owe to one person. Like you killed the person, you owe him money, so we say once we kill you, you don't have to pay back the money to him. Because the money is supposed to go to him, to his yorshim, then you potter. But here we're supposed to pay the money to Reuven, because Reuven owned the kid. And you killed an eved that belongs to Shimon, maybe since the two different people that are collecting the money, maybe you don't say, come lebe the rabbinay, that's the chiddush, you know, still we say, come lebe the rabbinay, that you potter from paying the other person his kid. But again, there'd be no proof to Rabbi Yochanan, and it could even come out good according to Resh Lakish, even though Eishav, the Shimon Mainai, here where you put the coals directly on top of the eved, your mamish killed him, then you chayiv misa. Toshima, come on, bring another proof. If you send a fire in the hands of a cheresh shayt of a katan and they go and do damage, you know, with it, potem midin yodim. You're potem midin yodim. V'chayim midin yishmaim. Midin yishmaim is not right what you did. You knew that they were going to do damage like a grummo, so you're potem midin yodim. Now, bishleim l'man diyom eishim ishum chitzav. If you learn the mazik of eishim, it's the chetz, it's the power of the cheresh shayt of a katan. So it's very good why you're potem. Because chitz of the cherishu, because who put the fire down the ma'isa? The cherishite of a katan. So it's their actions, it's their mazik, their potter. You only caused them to do it. So you're like a grumma, therefore you put him within a yodim. But according to Resh Lakish, it's a kasha. Elo lo mandi yom eishu mishum amoinoi. But according to Resh Lakish, that learns eish yichai, because it's like your mumming, like your coals are doing damage. Says so. Elo mosa shayru le cherishite of a katan. If you would give your wild ox to a cherish to watch, or a shayt of a katan. Hochin amid lay mechayiv, you want to say you won't be chayiv? Why not? You didn't watch your shore. It's your shore that went out and did damage. Avadi, you'll be chayiv. So if you give your fire to a cherish shayt of a katan, avadi, you should be chayiv. It's your fire. It's like your shore going and doing damage now. So therefore, why are you potter? Why did you say you're potter here? The Chura should be a riot to Resh Yechon and Akash and Resh Lakish. So my answer is, the Itmo Lo, we learned on this, Omer Resh Lakish. Mishmei de Chizkiya, Resh Lakish says over in the name of Chizkiya, Loi Shonu Elokish, Shemosim Loi Gacheles, when we say, Yepot, if you gave him over a dying out coal like, the Liba, and they had to blow it up to make it red hot to do damage. So therefore it's called, their actions caused the damage. Ah, Vomosim Loi Shal Heves, but Enechnami, if the owner gave over a real fire, to a Cheroshreit of a Kotin Chayev, Enechnami, then Resh Lakish Rishitot is very good. If you give over real fire to a cheresh shayt of a katan, it's your fire. And he puts it down now and it does damage, it's like your fire doing damage. Havadi yachayiv. My time, what's the reason? Bori yazeka. Rashi mizumen yazeka, v'evi kesherei. It's for sure going to do damage now. It's like your rocks doing damage. That's why Kronzer Shlokesh yachayiv. V'en achnami, if you give him a fire that's going to go out and you need him to blow it up, that's not cool like he gave him your fire. You didn't give him fire. It's like he made the fire. He had to blow it up to make it into fire. That's why you're potter. All right, turn over. This is the way Resh Lakish learns. Rabbi Yechanan Amar no, afilo shall have his potter. Even if you give over real hot fire to a cheresh shayt of a katan, still the owner is potter. Kesava why tafsa the cheresh kagorim.
They're still called the actions of the Chereshayt of a Kotan that caused them this fire to do damage. The Gemara says, Le'mechayiv ademosa le'gavzo silta v'sharga. But you only chayiv, even according to Rabbi Yechon, only if you give them over the fire with dry wood, with twigs. So then for sure it's called like Bori Azeka, that's also considered like your damage. Like Rashi says, then you're a Peshaya, then you're chayiv.
His mom is called like a Peshaya. If you give over to the kids mamash like matches with sticks, that mamash is aimed like you know they're going to do damage, that's mamash called like you caused the damage. That's called already like Bori Azek, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, you'd also be chayiv.
Leave a little bit of if then. Yeah, weiter.
Omar Rabbi says, Kro umasnisim misal Rabbi Yechanan. The pasuk in the Mishnah is the right to Rabbi Yechanan. Kro, what's the right from the pasuk of Siv? Ki say say H, H. Teitzei me'atzmo yishalim hamavriya sabera. Sh'mamin eishem ishum chitzov. So Rashi says, Teitzei me'atzmo yimashmo. V'lek luk mekro kishidlek hu atzmo yigdisha shachaveroi. V'terech shalai hidlek. V'eish holcha me'atzmo. V'filo hochi kore mavriya sabera. Even though you lit the fire in your rishus, and by itself the wind took the fire out, still the Torah calls it as if you lit it. So why is it called you lit it? El alma eishem ishum chitzov. Even though you didn't light the other person's field, you only started a fire in your field, But still the Torah says, Kisei Seyesh, it goes on my Atzmai, the Pasuk says, Yishalim HaMaviras HaBeira. Torah calls it like you lit the fire. So even though it happened by itself, Shemar Minei Shemeshem Chitzuf. Masisim, where's the Mishnah? The time you learned.